ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Hola, amigos. It is Tuesday, October 16th. Gus Kattengill with you. The Sports Hangover underway. Jordan, the intern, slash Kleebear, slash Mr. Bear. How are you today? Fantastic. Way to be ready. No headset. Your mic's not by you. Nothing. You know, we only start at noon every day. It lasts like 4 years.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Although it's 12:01.
There we go. Fantastic drop in there. Monty, we got plenty to get into coming up at 12:15. Sir Lawrence of the Holder, Larry Holder of the Athletic, will join us. You know what we do on Wednesdays. Jordan, what do we normally do on Wednesdays? You're clueless, aren't you?
Yes.
What do we do when it comes to Wednesdays? Top storylines of the New Orleans Saints as we get back to practice and have the open locker room and talk to the players.
I mean, I knew.
Would you like to start over the show today?
It's humped. Okay, I'm trying to get over the hump.
I got. You know what? Let's do that. Joey, can you officially welcome us to the midway point of your work week?
Sure, I'll get over the hump.
I see what he did there.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that Camel Wednesday hump day is. Whatever it is.
And there it is. Shot G, the Digital Underground head coach Sean of the Peyton. Caleb the Camel. You've reached the midway points of your work week. Halftime, as I like to call it as well. Got plenty to get into today. First, though, words of wisdom.
Forever.
One more day until a little NFL foosball. Jordan, any shot you think whatsoever the Broncos could defeat the Chiefs tomorrow night in Mile High Stadium?
I actually think they do have a shot.
You just want pain, don't you?
Past two games they've lost.
I've never met anyone in my life that completely wants to see someone fail as much as you want to see Pat Mahomes fail in the Chiefs. No, you do. You do.
No.
There's no reason other than you just hate that I was right last year and said he was good and won the MVP.
No.
That's the only reason.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure about it.
Watch, he's going to lose his third straight game in a row.
Wow. Chiefs favored by 3. That's tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about that, of course. Yes. We will get into, of course, as we turn the page. That was Turn the Page Tuesday, Wednesday. Got a bunch of storylines we can get into. But what are the top storylines you think for the Saints going into the work week, their first practice going on, and also, more importantly, when you have that open locker room, this is what we always like to do on Wednesday, right? It's what are the questions that you think reporters should ask, would you like to ask, or do you think are the storylines that will be asked going into this game?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
There it is, pain. You know who that is, by the way? Clubber Lang. There you go.
No.
You don't know who that is, do you?
No. If I saw a picture, maybe.
Mr. T, you know who that is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He played a role in a certain
boxing. Rocky.
There we go. It is. You just need a little crumbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll find your way there. You'll find your way there. You need crumbs.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I just have to go, you know, the extra mile.
I hear you. Again, I keep forgetting you were born in, like, 1998, so I got to remember that.
When that movie come out again?
Yeah, well before 1998.
Exactly.
What are the is a storyline the surface? Last week, remember? We had Lee Sterling, we had other people across the country try to tell us the Saints are not favored because they're playing on grass. Mike Triplett even tried to convince me. Well, it is a thing. They're playing on grass. Well, this week, where are they playing?
On grass.
On grass. Sean Payton this morning in his conference call.
Where it goes dormant in the winter and it's kind of a horizontal grass, and when you play up in Chicago, Green Bay, and some of those surfaces, it's a different type of grass, so the root system's different. It's a little longer, so sometimes the shoes you wear can be different.
It's important.
The old, gotta wear the right cleats, and we know that he's definitely one of those coaches that you better wear the right cleats or you do not in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Exactly. If you, Pierre you Thomas.
No, it wasn't Pierre. It's a handful of other players too, but you got to wear the right cleats. If not, he will get you in trouble. Like Bell, I think that's what it was. But the grass, is that a storyline? Did you tweet the tweet? Can we get some responses at ESPN Radio NOLA?
You think the grass is the issue?
No. What are the top storylines? What are the top storylines going into this week for the Saints? I think is it Drew Brees? The health of Drew Brees? He was asked this morning. How's Drew coming along?
Hey, Sean, is Drew coming along at that timeline?
No update. Yeah, no update. No update. He's doing well. Yeah, he's doing good.
You'll get so much more just going to Drew Brees' Instagram account. Right? Am I lying or not? I mean, if you follow him on social media, you know everything that's going on. You know where he's at, how he's vacationing, and you'll see videos of him throwing the football. Yeah, Sean Payton, no update. No update. I said this yesterday on the show, if y'all missed it, I'll quickly recap. I think it would not be surprised if you see limited today. It wouldn't be surprising at all if you see during the open period that media get to have in practice, which is very small, and it's essentially stretchy time, right? It's the stretch, the team stretch, and then you see them do the one-on-one individual warm. But you don't see any team in anything of that nature. And even at that, you can only report on certain things, right? And you have to go by that injury report that is released. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see limited for Drew Brees. And what I mean by that is I do think that target date is the Cardinals, right? I mean, that was kind of the thing to look at for him. And I think getting back into the process, getting back into the routine is kind of an important thing. So you're seeing him throw the football a little bit more, and he can maybe start amping that up and ramping that up. I'm not saying ready for the game, but ready perhaps to kind of get going in that direction. I told you I wouldn't even be shocked if you don't see him kind of go through the pregame with ritual and routine just to kind of get amped up and get going again. I've seen a lot of people banter back and forth on social media. Throw him out there against the Cardinals, first half, second half. You get the rust off and stuff. I'm not worried about rust with Drew. It's more of getting that sense and feel with that hand and the more he needs to throw. He's going to throw the football quite a bit when he plays again. I think it'd be good over the next 2 weeks as he continues to get closer in rehab and get closer to playing again, throw a handful of balls and go through a practice and sort of see how that thumb feels tomorrow. See how that thumb feels Friday. See that, you know, but kind of go through that. Maybe it's just the first few portions of practice, which is just, again, him, receiver, running routes, trying to deliver the football and do that. I don't even know if he's there and able to do that. Obviously, when you look at the video, you see him throwing the football. But if he's capable of at least grabbing a full-size football and throwing a football, that would be my natural progression. And I think it would probably feel good for him, and it would probably get him some work to do it in pregame, right? Because during pregame, you got the pads on, you got the helmet on, you kind of go through the whole routine of doing that, just not playing. I would be shocked if you don't at least see that next week. May see it this week. This week, you could have gamesmanship, right? Limited. Drew may play. We'll see from Sean. I don't know. I doubt he plays this week. I don't see it happening. But I think, again, I'd still like to see him in Atlanta. You give him the next couple weeks. You give him the bye week. You get to go. But I wouldn't be surprised if you see something of that nature. It would make sense to me, right? It would make sense. The eye black, the shoulder pads, in uniform next week, I think. To him to go through the routine in the dome, controlled environment, you know, do that. Would, you know, when I see it this week, it wouldn't shock me, but I think maybe that's what you see next week because that's sort of the Saints ritual. That's the routine. You saw it with Sheldon Rankins. You see with any player that's been hurt. 2 weeks out, you'll see them get limited in practice, kind of go through that week of practice, see how they come back. The following week, full week of practice, see how it goes, see how they feel, and then boom, they can play. So I wouldn't be surprised on that. Now, the reports yesterday came out on Alvin Kamara that he's dealing with something like a high ankle sprain. And remember what our topic we were talking about yesterday, Jordan. Any kind of ailment, any kind of thing that, to me, is affecting Alvin Kamara's health status is all I need for me to say, sit down. That's just me. Now, there's two sides to this, right? On how you approach this week's game and how you approach next week's game. Me, that guy with what he does, his elusiveness, his speed, his cut ability, stopping on a dime, his feet, all that other stuff. Well, if you're dealing with something like that, first off, a high ankle sprain never truly totally heals during a season. If you keep using it, you just have to rest, stay off of it. Can he play? Of course he can. I mean, he tried to give it a go, and he went with it, you know, on Sunday. And then you add the tweaking of the knee. I have no idea what that is in Sean Payton's mind. But, again, that's why yesterday I was like, I'm good. I'm good. Like, again, to me, Sunday's game is laying out. I get it's an NFC game. I get it's the Bears. I get it's a team you might see later on. I hear you. They're 3-2 in a tough division where the Vikings and the Packers right now look a little bit better. They have better offense, et cetera, et cetera. But I need him after the bye. I think you can play and beat the Cardinals, even though Kyle Murray was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. I believe I saw that this morning. I get that, but at home with the rest of the team that is a Super Bowl contending team, I'll take my chances because I would rather him almost have a month to heal from whatever tweaked in his knee to whatever is close to a high ankle sprain. Close to high ankle sprains, all I need to hear. I'm not playing him this week. That's me. I'm not playing. I get it completely limits your offense, especially with Teddy back there. I understand that. I get it. I take my chances, man. I just honestly do. And then yesterday the report is that Travaris Cadet was going to be looked at by the team. Did they sign him? Did they keep him? Do they have another running back? And these are all indicators and signs, though, that if they do bring in a running back, if they do sign a running back, that kind of is telling me that the plan is to not play him, right? I mean, I don't know how else to read that. But it'll be interesting to sort of see it again. We'll talk to Larry a little bit more about that and see kind of his, you know, take on things. You got four straight division games right out of the bye. You can wrap up the division by mid-November. I want a healthy Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara. That's just me. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in on that as well. Sean Payton this morning also touched on, of course, the Bears defense. The vaunted Bears defense, Jordan, the intern. The defense that you feared that the Saints would have to play last year in the playoffs. The defense that, man, you love them some Bears defense, don't you?
Love them.
Love them. Of course you do. Keem Hicks on IR placed yesterday, so that's kind of a big loss there a little bit.
That might change some storylines.
Sean Payton.
Yeah, I mean, look, we hope to do that each week and recognize, you know, again, the environment we're playing in. We talked last week a lot about being prepared for a warm day. I think the weather is going to be fairly good, it sounds like. And, you know, making sure that we're ready to play on a different type of grass surface. And then understanding, you know, the significance of protecting the football. I think it's one of the reasons we've been able to win here of late.
62 and cloudy, by the way, right now is the weather predicted over there. You will take that in Chicago any day in October. That is for sure. By the way, your Jordan Chicago Bears are favored by 3. So for the second straight week,
that kicker.
The Saints are the kicker.
The field goal kicker is going to win.
Second straight week, your New Orleans Saints are not favored. I don't think they're favored against Seattle or Dallas, huh?
Probably not.
I'm trying to think. They weren't favored against Jacksonville. I think they were favored against Tampa. Was that the only game they've been favored?
Are you sure they were favored against Tampa?
I think they were favored against Tampa, yes.
Oh, I think it dropped, like, when they started winning.
Yeah,
it dropped a little bit.
Yes, but they were favored.
Yeah.
But I don't, again, I could be wrong. Hit us up at ESPN Radio NOLA, but I'm pretty sure they weren't favored at Seattle. I think Dallas was favored. Yeah, and Jacksonville was favored by 1 going into it. Or did it raise up? But I know they were favored. And here we go. The Saints are the underdogs again in this one. Oh, okay. So three by kickoff. Wow. What a Jags. That's surprising to you? Not really, though, right? You can understand?
Yeah.
But, yeah, for the most part.
If there's some issues going on with Alvin Kamara, then I could definitely.
The Bears are a favorite? Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. I completely agree. Yeah, because, look, as I said this when I was talking about, I said Alvin, you know already, yes, Sharif's tweeting five of the seven games as dogs so far that they've played, which is pretty remarkable when you think about it. The Saints have lost one. Sean Payton addressed how the teams are probably going to start guarding Michael Thomas here at 16 seconds. We'll go to break.
Well, look, a lot of the game planning is trying to figure out where we want to put him, you know, how we think he's going to be played relative to the defense we're seeing. You know, sometimes you see more man or more zone, so a lot of it has to do with the opponent and what their structure is.
If Alvin Kamara doesn't play, I think you would see something like Bill Belichick did with Jimmy Graham back in the day when the Saints played at New England. They're just going to throw two people on him, line them up at the line of scrimmage. They're not letting Michael Thomas play and beat you if Alvin doesn't play. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Some of the other storylines. Larry Hole of The Athletic, he is up next. 800-998-1003. The rest of the show, if you'd like to chime in on the topic of conversation as well. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. We're your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Car shopping? You gotta go to GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store for easy, low, low payments. Upgrade to the all-new 2019 Camry and get $4,500 off MSRP.
That's $4,500 off.
Want a truck? Shop today with the biggest rebates of the year on all remaining 2019 Tundras.
Plus, big discounts.
Shop today at Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where everyone gets a great deal. Camry MSRP 37,433. Model 2550. $2,500 rebate. $2,000 discount plus TTNL.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Peter Don's Golf Carts has golf cart batteries on sale through October 31st. Great prices like the Trojan 6-volt Peterden Black Box battery for $79 each. Plus sale prices on more Trojan Black Box batteries like the Trojan 6-volt T105 for $114. Check out the Trojan T1275 deep cycle battery for just $174. All batteries come with core exchange. Peter Don's Golf Carts in Houma also has the best prices in the area on golf carts and accessories.
You want to ride like a VIP? Then call Ray Rides Luxury Limo Service, your best choice for transportation in Houma, Thibodeau, and Nola. Call Ray Rides and let their skilled chauffeurs drive your party safely and in comfort to concerts, sporting events, Saints games, Pelican games, weddings, high school dances, conventions, or airport and cruise transfers. Whether you're planning your next great escape to the Big Easy and you need transportation for a large group or a small group, call or book online at rayrides.com.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover at Larry Holder. Is a way to follow him over on Twitter. So, Lawrence, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Goosey. How are you?
I'm doing well. It was a nice treat seeing you out there yesterday at Yeoman Stadium, and you kind of teased, tweeted about it earlier this morning, a little Willie Fritz piece coming up soon.
Yeah, on the old Tulane head coach, and yeah, it's pretty amazing. Like, I showed up yesterday, and then my my colleague, national college football writer at The Athletic, Andy Staples, is there doing something on Tulane as well. So rightfully so, they're getting the publicity because they are on the verge of being ranked for the first time since 1998. And, I mean, look, it's they deserve all the praise they're getting because, I mean, that like they've taken that program up and it's been a steady climb and it's not kind of been like a one-hit wonder. And so, and look, I will, instead of going, I was originally going to Starkville this weekend for LSU Mississippi State, and I am not. I have decided to go to Tulane Memphis. I think it just goes to show you kind of where they're moving up on the trajectory.
It's pretty crazy for you to say that because it's true. It kind of gives you an idea. Look, you go and beat Memphis, you're going to get ranked, and that continues. It's nuts when you think of it. You look at the rest of the schedule, Larry. Every opponent they're going to have from here on out is either ranked currently or has been ranked rest of the way.
I mean, that just goes to show you the strength of the conference. I mean, I feel like it's a stronger conference than the ACC right now. It's like Clemson and everybody else, and yet you have teams that are ranked. And three teams that are ranked, and Tulane's not even in there yet, which is shows you the strength of the conference. And like I didn't even realize that. I'm doing just kind of looking up things. I'm like SMU's like 6-0. I'm like, whoa, what? How did where did this come from? And it's like, I mean, these teams. It's a stout conference, and Tulane is one of the reasons for that. And I mean, the fact that you and me, instead of talking Saints Bears to start or Joe Burrow for the Heisman and LSU potentially number one, the fact that we can talk about Tulane in this light just goes to show you how far the program's come and really the conference has come.
Larry Holder of The Athletic joins us to talk a little football with the Saints here in a quick sec. Look, a big trade yesterday. Jalen Ramsey going to the Rams. They pulled the trigger. We saw them do this last year. We saw them do it really since McVay's been there. They go make big moves, big splash moves, try to bolster their team. They're not having the season that they had last year. They go get Ramsey. They give Jacksonville first-round pick in 2020, first-round pick in 2021, and Ramsey's entering the final year of his rookie contract next season. Your thoughts overall on that move?
Well, they also traded Marcus Peters. So, you know, and Aqib Talib is on IR. So I guess they feel like Jalen Ramsey is going to be their future lockdown corner. And, look, I'm just wondering, okay, I understand you're going to get a great player. You're giving up a lot. But Jalen Ramsey, when he's right and not riding into camp and with a Brinks truck and pulling, like, stunts because he wanted to get out of Jacksonville. But still, I feel like that team has some issues. And I don't know if corner's it. I mean, I would look at – look, Jared Goff hasn't been playing as well. And Todd Gurley, I mean, what's up with him? And so, I mean, I get you want a star and you need a – you're in a star-driven market in L.A. And so it's a lot to pay, but, I mean – you're getting one of the best corners in the NFL. So I'm curious to see if the Rams can turn this thing around because, Josh, who'd have thunk? We're going to be wondering, man, when the Saints play the 49ers, I mean, this is going to be an important game. I mean, I thought the 49ers would bounce back, but I didn't know they'd bounce back in this much. So, yeah, it's like Rams, who are they? Like, you got to look at the 49ers now if you're the Saints.
Yeah, no doubt. And you look at that NFC West, Larry, it's an interesting division, that is for sure. And obviously, the Saints play those teams, the Cardinals, next week. They already played the Rams. Seahawks are 5-1. San Francisco's 5-0. Right now, you're looking at two teams more than likely coming out of that division in the postseason. When you look at this Saints team here, two things, I guess, I always like to do this on Wednesdays. It's the storylines heading into the week. For me, it's really the injury, I think, to Alvin Kamara's a storyline for me. If he has any ailment, this is just me, any ailment, I'm good, like in sitting him. Because to me, Sunday's a laying gap game in terms that I think you can win next week. And if you go 5-1 in the breezeless time, I think you would have taken it. Everyone would have taken it. I'm not saying go up there and lose, but I'm saying it's more important for me to have him be healthy after the bye, Larry. When you have four straight division games, you can wrap up the division by mid-November, and to me, you know how high ankle sprains sort of go or something like that. Then you hear Sean Payton say a knee tweak. I'm like, yep, you know what? I'm good. Have a seat. How do you feel about the Alvin Kamara injury, and what can you know about it?
Yeah, you. If he's not right, like I think I would sit him too. But, I mean, look, Alvin Kamara is one of those guys who's going to want to play. I mean,
right. No, you have to take his helmet.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, like the entire Saints team is that way, which is why they're one of the best teams in the NFL. So, but yeah, it's funny because, man, do you want to maybe prove to yourself that you can go win in Chicago? I think that's probably part of that maybe in their head. And yet, if you don't play with him, and look, they were able to win with a limited Kamara last week. I mean, he played, but he wasn't the same guy. I mean, you could just tell. And so, it's something that do you maybe, cause, and I don't even look at it as, all right, you sacrifice a week because mm-hmm. look, they beat Jacksonville with a banged up Kamara, and Chicago's kind of a similar team as the Jags. Like their defense is even better, and yet their offense is really stagnant. And so, if Kamara's not right, Gus, I'm with you. If he's not right, like, don't force it. That's kind of my way with Breeze. If he's not totally right, don't force it. So, you can play that way because they've been so good to start the season at 5-1, 4-0 without Drew.
As far as Drew goes, I was kind of saying, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if it's gamesmanship or whatever, but I wouldn't be surprised if you see limited or anything of that nature for Drew either this week or next week, or even him starting to kind of go through the process of the pregame warmups or something like that. How close do you think Drew Brees actually is to at least putting on a jersey and watching the game with the jersey on?
I don't think if he's wearing a jersey,
he's playing. Right. I get it.
Playing. Like, yeah, that's, you know, if he's active, he's playing. I mean, that's the way that's going to go. So, but as far as like a jersey on a helmet and like on a practice field, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, like, if he was – I don't think he's totally ready yet, but, I mean, it wouldn't totally surprise me if he was doing some things in practice next week, and it would totally surprise me if he plays next week. We don't know, and actually, it's funny, my colleague Catherine Terrell at The Athletic asked Sean Payton about Drew this morning.
Yeah, we played it this morning.
And he says, no update.
Yeah.
And Catherine's like, that actually might be a good thing. Like, the fact he's like, no update. He's trying to be coy that maybe mm-hmm. he comes back. So, because when he was so far removed, Sean was a little bit more of a play ball and kind of let you know what's going on mm-hmm. with Drew. So I think that's, I think that's actually a good sign when Sean's starting to kind of tighten up, you know, get a little more tight lip. that's probably a good sign for Drew's prognosis.
Speaking with Larry Holt, The Athletic, for a few more minutes here. Look, yesterday the Bears, you know, the news comes out of Akeem Hicks being placed on IR. He's a big part of that defense, especially in that defensive front. Still a pretty good defense overall for Chicago. What are some of the storylines on that side of the ball for you?
I mean, you better watch Khalil Mack. He's still there. So, to me, I mean, he makes kind of the world go round. I mean, they got good pieces all over the map. Like they've got a good corner with Kyle Fuller. Like he's kind of their Lattimore. And so, but losing Hicks hurts. I mean, it's kind of still amazing to me. Like, man, imagine if the Saints still had Akeem Hicks. Like, you know, it's kind of funny in that route. But hey, like he's kind of molded into one of the better defensive tackles in the NFL. And so, it's a significant loss for the Bears. So I think they're still good, sure, defensively, no doubt, but still. I think it does at least help, say, Eric McCoy and Andres Pete, that they don't have to deal with the big man. Mm-hmm. So it's, for the Saints' sake, it's a win. There's no doubt. I mean, you don't want to see a guy get hurt, but hey, I mean, that happens in the NFL all the time. No one pities the Saints that Drew Brees is hurt. They don't pity themselves, and they're 4-0 without him. So, so you go look at, Akeem Hicks, well, yeah, you're like, oh man, he's injured, sorry, but hey, oh well, too bad. You gotta deal with it. The Saints are gonna benefit this week for it.
Could a game like this, especially if Alvin Kamara doesn't play or is nursing an injury and plays, be important in terms of, and we saw more last week of a Taysom Hill to be able to be used a little bit more in the offense and actually throw the football even as well?
It's funny. I forgot who I was telling this to, but I feel like almost Sean is kind of holding on to like holding back on Taysom almost on purpose because maybe he wants to show him more later on down the line, and it's something like that. But it's funny that you probably thought, and me too, that we'd see more Taysom within the offense with Drew out. It hasn't really been in your face. So, I feel like that you could probably see, like, against this kind of grinded-out Bears game, and if Kamara's a little dinged up, but you might see more Taysom. But also, the way that the offense runs when Taysom's in there, you put him in the backfield at quarterback with Kamara. Like, if Kamara is not there, like, it's not as deceptive, if you understand. If you kind of follow where I'm going there. Because, yeah, so so it's different. And so I don't know. It's tricky because, I mean, Taysom gets in there, and heck, he can just grab the ball and run. Like, we saw that in Jacksonville. I mean, he just took the snap and took off. Like, no deception, no anything. So maybe the Saints try to do a little bit of that.
So, Larry, we've kind of gone through a handful of storylines here as we let you go. What would you say would be your other storyline to focus on this week?
Let's see. I'm curious to see just really you thinking of, like, trade deadline, honestly, because I think the Saints are making phone calls. And so
for what position?
I would say I would just throw a generic pass catcher. That's where I think they look. I mean, they made a trade last year with Eli Apple. I mean, I think that wide receiver or even tight end could be something that the Saints are making phone calls and trying to see what they can do. Then I don't think they want to pay a ton, like the draft picks and such, but I do know that that they're making phone calls now, and they're looking at that direction. So we got a little bit, but I'd kind of keep my eyes and ears peeled for if the Saints could possibly make a move.
You know, Larry, all they have to do is just throw the little Jordan Humphrey. I mean, 27% of the snaps per Deuce Windham. He played in it last week. I just Teddy, look at 87. That's all he need to do. Just 87. It's right there on the field.
Who else was 87 long ago? Someone we talked about yesterday at 2 a.m.
But see, I'm not looking about the past. I'm looking at the future. I'm just saying, he's there. He's dressed. Throw the ball to him. See what he can do.
He's in on blocking plays. So that's, hey, he's on the roster.
Yeah, he's dressed. Look, I know. You understand where I'm coming from.
Every time we do this, like, it sounds like I totally dogged the guy out. I'm like, come on, man. I didn't dog him out.
I know.
Just prove it.
Look, I just want to be able to text you when he catches that touchdown pass, if he ever does.
Look,
you know the text
is
coming.
You and Jordan, y'all can give me all the grief you want. But, look, rightfully so, he's on the roster. I mean, hey, he deserves a spot. He deserves to be playing. Obviously, he needs to develop a little bit more and be more – like within the passing game. So I think they see him as a good blocker. Mm-hmm. You need that guy. I mean, heck, we've seen it for years. If you could do that, you can stay on the roster. And good for him, man. Good for him.
There he goes. Thank you so much, Sir Lawrence. Appreciate the time. And when can people get the Willie Fritz column?
I'm actually putting the finishing touches on it now. And so it'll come out later on today. I also had a chance to catch up with him yesterday. So you can check out our podcast, myself and Jeff Duncan, of course, the Duncan Holder podcast on The Athletic. And that is going to be behind the paywall. Our Monday pods are on Apple, Spotify, all that. But our Thursday pods are behind the paywall. So jump on and subscribe. Have a chance to catch up with Willie Fritz. And we're going to be talking, you know, obviously Saints, LSU, all that stuff. So you can go check that out tomorrow, theathletic.com/New Orleans.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for your time today, bud.
All right, brother.
Yep, at Larry Holder. It's a way to follow him over on The Athletic. Maybe we'll do that Friday as well. We always ask for a score. Maybe we'll ask Friday for the surprise key player of the game on Sunday will be
Little Jordan Humphrey.
Well, I'm telling you, if Alvin Kamara doesn't play, I think if you're Sean Payton, you just open up the, I mean, you try anything and everything against this defense, right? I mean, why not?
Why not? You have nothing to lose.
You have nothing. That's what I'm saying. To me, it's a laying out game. I really honestly feel that way. I just go up there, see what you can do. You know? Sharif from WDSU sent me that that stat that, yeah, five of the seven games for the Saints, they've been underdogs. Another stat, he says, the Bears, Jordan, 0-5 after the bye since 2014. 0-5.
Don't be speaking that into existence.
I'm just saying, 0-5 after a bye since 2014. Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. He's been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return to play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Pros like you start with Lowe's to find what you need to help customers and the properties you manage stay safe, like smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, fire extinguishers, security lights, escape ladders, and more, all at great savings. Stop in today and get a six-pack of BRK hardwired smoke alarms with battery backup, now 15% off. BRK has been protecting homes for over six decades, so you can be sure you're installing peace of mind. Whatever you need for this job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid through 10/20, U.S. only.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Nothing hurts my mom, that she showed anyway. She'd always say, you do what you need to do to take care of yourself. But she thought that meant she had to do it on her own. We were trained to help others, but there's strength in finding help for yourself, too. We're in this together. Even the toughest of us might not know where to go to get a little support.
Encourage women who have served to learn more about the VA care and benefits they've earned. The VA Women Veterans Call Center connects veterans with personalized information on VA services that can make a difference. Call 1-855-VA-WOMEN or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov. 1-855-VA-WOMEN or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov.
Join us for Nicholls State football play-by-play action on your flagship station for Nicholls Sports, ESPN 100.3. October 19th, as the Colonels travel to Sam Houston State. Our broadcast is sponsored in part by Associated Pump and Supply, Waggisback Oil, Drop and Fix, and Barker Kia. Right here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship station for Colonels football.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, nothing makes me happier than seeing you across from me sometimes. It really does. If it was a Friday, I would be even happier.
What do you want?
Nothing. I just, I
for you to make that comment, you want something.
I get sometimes, Look, it's just a compliment.
He always wants something.
Want anything. It's just a legit compliment.
Only time he'll talk to you.
When was the last time
something?
You dished out a compliment to someone?
Yesterday.
When he wanted
to who?
To both of y'all.
When he wanted something.
Thanks for being on the show.
No.
I've never heard you dish out a compliment to Boy Wonder over there.
Yes, I have. Every now and then I actually refer to him by his last name.
A year is not every now and then.
I mean, every now and then when I say
once a year,
Jordan Kleber, it's better than Jordan the Intern, although that's his title. He's Jordan the Intern.
Do you even wish him a Merry Christmas?
No, he doesn't. I'd wish him Christmas, and then after he's like, thanks, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And nothing in return.
It's a one-way street.
That's
not
true.
It's a one-way street.
I'm always the one that starts off the conversation.
No, I don't.
Did you tell him what your new nickname is when he was gone? I gave you?
Yeah. Jay was actually nice to me. He said,
I gave him
Jordan,
a new nickname.
The awesome intern.
No. You know Warren Payne? It was
the professor of awesomeness. Yeah.
Since he came up with a theory.
Now he's got a name. The George Costanza of radio.
Yeah, you just blew it with that that one.
Exactly. I've never heard more delusion come from somebody than him right here. Was it take on Steph Curry, be a tight end at LSU?
Crossover Steph Curry.
You could take him on. What else did you?
That was a good one. My favorite.
You've told us you know how to break into cars, into homes, all kinds of different things.
No. He was going to climb on floats.
Yes. Do all those things. It's pretty impressive. You got a heck of a list over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a bucket
Multi-pro sport talented, even though you've never played any of those sports.
No,
in high
I have. No. No, no, not. Well, I played them. At my high school, on the court, maybe during like gym.
PE, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
PE. So, I mean, I've played it at high school. No. So, I mean, technically you're wrong.
No.
Because I was at my high school and I was playing those sports on our gym.
Is he not? I mean, it's like a Seinfeld episode in here every single day. It really is.
It is. It comes across the radio when I'm driving around.
The reason I'm complimenting you is because, look, come on, give it to him. Clap for Jay. Got all 3 hours sponsor. Now you got us out and about.
Absolutely pathetic.
You got some news for us. We were at 5-11 by Carl Malone on Friday. And now what did you do today?
Well, this Friday we're going to be at Avenue Wine and Spirits. Yeah. So if you're in on St. Charles area, come on by and see us. We'll be there from 12 to 3. Gus will be doing his show there live. Thanking them for coming on board. But now every Tuesdays we will be at Tracy's, corner of Magazine and 3rd. And we will be doing the show, and I know you just had Larry Holder on.
Yes.
So we're going to have to get Joey, if we can get Larry involved, to download the we're putting the band back together. We're on a mission from God.
Yeah.
You know,
like I said, this makes me very happy. For many years, when we started the show, now 10 years ago this January, that was my home away from home. Every Friday we're at Tracy's. So
you're going back home. You know, on Tuesdays we'll be live from Tracy's.
I have a grin on my face right now.
So you get your hot roast beef.
We're going to have to watch it.
Uptown Rule will be happy.
Uptown Rule will be happy.
You should
should
be expecting a call from him any moment.
Any moment, exactly. So what's that roast beef?
We get some all your listeners who are in that area, and now on Tuesdays you'll be able to come by for lunch and put on the headsets and give us your take on Saints, Pelicans, Tulane.
I was legitimately happy that you're sitting across from me because you're like Santa Claus right now. You're constantly bringing us good news on the show.
You just won something.
That is not true.
I'll see you in my office after the show when you come ask for what you want to ask for.
I know. It's a legit thank you. You're hustling out there. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
There you go. Say thank you.
I don't need
say
you to tell me. Tell me.
Yeah, well, you haven't said it. Just say thank you.
I'm going to leave you two juvenile delinquents to yourself.
I tell Jay thank you on my own time.
Oh, on your own time, huh?
Yeah.
Which is never.
I tell it to him every day.
Ah, you're so unappreciative.
Thank you, Jay.
I love it.
You want to hear breaking news?
We have breaking news?
Yeah. Football Talk on Twitter.
Okay.
You want to get the breaking news sound up?
Well, I mean, you could have given me a heads up, you know, but that's fine.
I have to do that, too.
It's coming. You don't even have it.
Yeah. You'd be surprised.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah. Breaking news. Pro Football Talk on Twitter. Bears. Cautiously optimistic. Mitch Trubisky.
There it is.
Will play this week.
You know what? Just by that report alone, what is it? 3-point favorites?
3-point favorites.
3 1/4 point favorites now. That's what Mitchell Trubisky will bring.
Don't sleep on the Bears.
Yeah, don't sleep on them, all right?
Where's my Bears talent?
Don't sleep on the Bears. Give me a break.
Just like my fantasy football team. 2 weeks in a row, baby. 2-4 now.
Chuck, I'm glad you're here because you can experience what I have to go through over here.
It's good to be back.
He has a lot of confidence today, doesn't he?
He sure does.
Lots of confidence.
All right, we're not going where I think we're going.
You know, have that kind of confidence, I would think today's the day to see if we can do more than two push-ups. Don't you?
Push-ups.
I mean, it's a lot of confidence today. I'm feeling that you're so confident today. Why not go ahead in the three-minute break that we got coming up here in about 30 seconds? You can crank out three. His son is here today witness it.
I'm not really feeling
it. He's going
to
spank you. You versus my son.
No.
He's
going to
spank you.
You versus his son.
His son looks like a spitting image of you, so I'd rather not.
Well, again, though, but you are so confident today that, you know, confidence is a big thing.
Huge.
I mean, it really is. It's you know, it kind of can get you through a lot of things in life. So it's good that you have confidence. I'm not trying to take away that confidence. I'm helping you today. Get out there and knock them out. I know you can do three. I know you can do three.
No, I know I could do way more than three now.
Let's do it.
You need to set the bar. No.
Today's the day.
That's the whole reason we have him on every Wednesday.
That's not the whole
And do
reason.
Our health fitness segment. Yes, to get you to get going.
Jordan, the intern's trainer.
Let's do it. He just asked you to do it. So I'm going to take the break.
I'm not doing it.
You're going to walk all over you over here. Just to the left of, to the right of Chuck.
I'm not.
And you're going to knock out three push-ups.
My exercise begins after the show.
No, you're going to do three push-ups.
No, because then I'll throw off my whole, you know, rhythm on how I usually train.
Three won't do that.
No, it will.
Do you realize?
It will.
The amount of excuses is incredible.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see what's next.
It's just.
You really aren't going to do it?
No.
It's been 3 weeks.
I know.
I gave you 3 weeks to train.
3 weeks.
You should see me on my own time. I kill it.
Prove it.
No, I can't right now. I gotta.
I mean, the guy is challenging you.
I have to wait until your mouth drops. So it's like,
it's dropped all right. It already dropped. The fact that you will not do three push-ups.
No, because once it comes time to where I feel like I want to do it.
Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. Go to kinginjuryfirms.com. When you go there, click on the About Us tab, and you will see all of the different attorneys, who they are, where they're from. And how they can help you as well. Mass tort, workers' comp, personal injury. If you think you probably need an attorney, just give them a buzz. It's a free consultation call. They'll take care of you, I promise. And Jason and the folks over there are ready to help you. So give them a buzz. 800-998-1003 is the number here. And the other number you should know by now on the show is Ring the King. 504-909-KING. When we come back, the health and fitness segment here on The Sports Hangover with Chuck Biggio. And we'll try our best to get him to do three push-ups right now during the break. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Come on, let's go.
The Busch Motors is inviting everyone to their spooktacular 6th annual Trunk or Treat in Lockport this Thursday, October 24th from 6 till 8 p.m. Trunk or Treat is a great safe way to enjoy trick-or-treating with your children. There'll be lots of candy, prizes, games, and finger painting. There's hot dogs, chili, and soft drinks for free. So please join us Thursday, October 24th from 6 till 8 p.m. There'll be lots of off-street parking, so come on out to the Busch Motors annual Trunk or Treat on Thursday, October 24th.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Megan here with Vision Communications. Have you checked out Vision's Lightwave TV yet? With Lightwave TV, you get a more modern interactive program guide, better search features, true multi-room DVR, access to new channels, and so much more. Upgrade to Lightwave TV today and pay only $65 a month. That's only $65 a month and includes two set-top boxes and DVR service. Call today for offer details and to learn more about Lightwave TV. A better way to watch. From Vision Communications, bringing you a better vision.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win.
but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
What's up, New Orleans? It's Matt Moscona inviting you to join me weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. for After Further Review. I make you one promise. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it weekdays on After Further Review. Saints, Tigers, Pelicans, we got it all covered weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. So tune us in and tell a friend. It's After Further Review, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Absolutely shameful as he's doing mock push-ups on the desk here, Chuck. It's got to feel disappointing. Chuck Baggio, our health and fitness segment consultant here every Wednesday, 12:45.
Very disappointing.
It is, isn't it? There's no reason for him to not knock out.
What
two
did
pushers.
You say that we're going to be doing the 23rd of this month?
Next right? Wednesday, we're gonna we may be doing the show over there at French Riviera where
Absolutely.
We work out, and we're gonna work out afterwards.
That's right.
I'm down.
We're gonna video it.
Oh, you're down. All right. There's nowhere to run from that point.
I could not show up. So technically, I can.
Anyway, people that do want to work out and get going.
That's right.
One of the things that we joked about it a couple of weeks ago when we kind of started talking about this segment, we're going to try to address different muscle groups, different exercises. If you have any questions, by the way, or anything you'd like to ask Chuck, feel free to tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA or give us a call as well. But I was like, you know, one thing that we always love to see over at the gym is, I mean, people that love to put on the plates, they're benching 225, their arm curling 75, 95, and then they got a little bitty legs.
That's right.
People just don't enjoy working out legs. I don't. I've got to a point where I can do it once a week, but it is one of, it's the largest muscle group when you think about it,
right.
Your legs.
Largest muscle group in the body, and it's difficult. It takes a lot of effort to put forth the amount of energy and just exercise overall
to train your legs.
It does hurt. But it wipes you out too, you know.
It
so
does.
It's pretty.
But it's important.
Cool.
I mean, because obviously, look, I mean, not that if you don't put on the amount of muscle and stuff like, just regardless. And what I've learned too, because the older I've gotten and I've had back issues, mm-hmm. and your lower back and all that, we talked about the back being such a big muscle group
right,
in your body
right.
as well. But all of that, too, when you think of the fact, just like anything else, if you think of your cars, the tires, or things like that, your legs are the base for everything else.
Absolutely.
If you got strong legs, it goes together with your hamstrings will help your back get stronger. All those things are connected.
Absolutely. Also, training legs, quads, doing squats, lots of compound movements, those things help to push blood throughout the whole entire body, which
yep.
in essence will make your entire body grow. So it's very important to do, and for balance too. You know, if you want, like you said, you see people training, upper bodies are big, lower bodies typically not there.
And if you want to like me, lose a few pounds, right? And do cardio. The stronger your legs, the more cardio you can do. The more you can jog, the more you can run, the more you can stay on those ellipticals. It's all about strengthening. I've had bad knees from playing sports, but I find the more I train them and I do leg extensions or hamstring curls, things of that nature, it does strengthen my knees and they don't crack nearly as much.
Absolutely.
And I feel like I can actually jog for a few minutes and not – it doesn't hurt as much because my legs have gotten strong.
Right, and it helps the tendons around the muscles too. You know, that's where most of the leg injuries come from, tendons. So training your legs, building up the muscles around it as well as the tendons helps.
More difficult or beneficial, squats or lunges?
Well, I'll tell you this. If you're pressed for time and you can only do one exercise, I say lunges.
Mm-hmm.
Lunges will work your entire lower body. Squats will too, but you also get, with that step forward, you'll get some hamstring action in there as well. So for an all-around lower body exercise, lunges is absolutely the best.
What else you got?
Well, squats, you know, obviously yep. that's the base. Leg presses, you know, these are compound movements.
Let me ask you something on squats. I have to interrupt you. Because some people go different, you know, length or
depth,
how how low you go.
Right.
I've seen, I guess it's the common sort of thing, what the knees don't get past the feet. I mean,
what's
a good thing to do it to where you don't put a lot of pressure and hurt your knees that way? Because you can. You want to be
absolutely,
safe that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you squat, the first thing you want to think of is pushing your butt back
right.
and drop it down. So that way you're keeping your knees over the top of your toes. If you're putting your knees out past your toes, then that creates too much stress on the tendons and can cause injury. as far as depth goes, when I was young, we used to go down as deep as we can.
Right.
Obviously, when you get older, you get smarter. Right. So I would say as long as you're going parallel to the floor and back up, you know, that's good enough depth. Just enough to start incorporate some of the hamstrings and some glute as well.
Do you prefer a free bar that's standing like that, or do you have Smith machines or things of that nature?
Well, it's good to do multiple different things. I prefer just a regular free bar, mm-hmm. Just because it doesn't limit your range of motion. When you're in a Smith machine, the Smith machine limits your range of motion. But it's also beneficial for people who are new to squatting. It actually takes a good bit of practice to do a squat properly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do it inside of a Smith machine, it can help get that form down.
I'll tell you what, you do that exercise, you immediately feel it too. You,
oh, absolutely.
You know exactly, because you can adjust to it by just feeling the tension on your legs and on that backside. You know how far back you got to go, and you do afterwards, man. You try to take some steps after.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
It works quickly.
It does, though. Quickly. I mean, yeah. It's a good exercise. Right. I do it. What else do you like? You were talking about what else?
Leg presses. If people who have any type of back issues and knee issues, leg presses are good also to create some mass on the quads. A hack squat. I don't know if you're familiar with a hack squat, but they have one at the gym. We'll try to get Jordan on it when we're there next Wednesday. But
Jordan's not walking the next day. You realize?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Opening the door.
He's taking the elevator now.
I've been working out my legs.
We're going to see about weeks. Go ahead.
Yeah. Then you have leg extensions and, like we said, lunges. Those are all good for your quads. Moving on to the backside of the leg, the hamstring. Basically, leg curls. You can do them in a couple of different ways. You can do them lying, you can do them seated, or you can do them standing.
Mm-hmm.
And then to finish off, you can do some stiff leg deadlifts to end with a stretching movement. Another part of the legs, the lower body, glutes. This is, you know, a lot of the ladies have been doing a lot of this recently. Hip thrust, sumo squats can help engage the glutes. And then you can step up. You just put a bench in front of you and step up on a bench.
I've seen a lot more people doing that, where you do like jumps. Things of that nature.
Trying to get your vertical jump up. Yeah, that'll help too. But what I'm talking about is just putting a bench in front of you,
mm-hmm.
either holding weight or just your body and stepping up.
How long do you work out your legs? How many sets are you looking at? What's a typical leg routine? You mentioned some of the exercises. Let's say we're working out legs on Wednesday next week. What are we doing? How long?
Well, just basic starting off, I would try to incorporate three exercises for each quad and hamstring. Obviously, the more experience you get, the more you're going to put into your routine.
Mm-hmm.
But just starting basic, I would start off with three exercises, pick three of the things we just discussed, three sets, however many reps you're comfortable with. And it all depends on what your goal is. If you're trying to gain muscle, you're going to use more weight, lower reps. If you're trying to burn fat, obviously you want to keep the rest time between sets down, do more reps and more sets. So it just depends on what your goal is.
Okay. So what would be your goal there, Jordan?
I don't know. I kind of like both of those options.
I think it's just making it to the gym.
Next Wednesday is going to be real fun.
It's going to be fun.
I hear you.
I can't wait.
So we've talked about different foods as well. I always like to do that here in about 30 seconds. Bubby said almonds is a good one. We talked about peanut butter. Okay.
Sitting on a beach in Puerto Rico.
Give me something today.
Well, for snacks,
good snack,
you're talking?
Yeah, good snack.
Well, you know, just like I said before, something really quick is a good protein powder. You know, take a shake with you. Like, they sell them at gas stations now, so you mm-hmm. can just pick them up and shake them up and go. You know, that's a good snack. Typically, like I said, I prefer having meals rather than snacks. But yogurt's good. You can yogurt with a little granola. That's always good. You know, good protein, good fats, good carbs, you know, something like that's good.
Easy enough, man. Forge3DNutrition.com. What can folks find over there?
Well, we started off with four products. Our fat burner. Next is our Overcharge, which is our pre-workout. We have a test booster. And recently we just came out with four different flavors of protein powder. So go check it out. It's new. We're excited. We're expanding our product line, and we're looking forward to people trying our stuff.
We're going to have some big news here in the future here as well about it. So keep that in mind, what we got going on. So next week will be fun because we're going to be doing it from where we actually work out.
Home, baby.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, Jordan.
Right. Bringing Jordan over there.
I just got my mind set. You said almonds?
Yes, almonds.
Mm-hmm.
You say almonds.
Almonds, same thing. Uptown Ruler, I see. We'll come to you at the start of hour number two. Hour one's brought to you by the King Firm. They'll play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate as well. That's a shame that you didn't do the three push-ups he asked.
No, because can't get out next Wednesday.
It's all the time we got in hour number one for Jordan the Intern. Don't go anywhere. We're your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.